Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. More names have been added to the Selena Gomez-hosted Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world. And two of those names will be familiar to Palace Intrigue listeners, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. The concert will be held at Los Angeles' SoFi Stadium. Global Citizen's Vax Live will be the first large-scale music event for a COVID-compliant audience composed of fully vaccinated frontline healthcare and essential workers. The concert features a star-studded lineup including Jennifer Lopez, Eddie Vedder, Foo Fighters, Ben Affleck, David Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel, Sean Penn, and friend of the Royals, Gayle King. The concert will stream live and air Saturday, May 8th. Harper's Bazaar reports the Sussexes are expected to deliver a message on the importance of global vaccine equity, according to a press release. In a statement, they said, "Over the past year, our world has experienced pain, loss, and struggle together. Now we need to recover and heal together. We can't leave anybody behind. We will all benefit. We will all be safer when everyone everywhere has equal access to the vaccine. We must pursue equitable vaccine distribution and in that restore faith in our community, humanity. This mission couldn't be more critical or important." Meanwhile, Kate Middleton and Prince William met some sheep during surprise away day to the country. To celebrate their 10th wedding anniversary, which is today, happy anniversary, you crazy kids, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge visited the Cheesy Waffles Project on Tuesday. Cheesy Waffles is of 26 charities benefiting from William and Kate's Royal Wedding Gift Fund. People reports that first the happy couple headed to see a farm in northeast England, where they took a lamb for a walk and both tried their hand at driving a huge tractor. At Manor Farm near Darlington in County Durham, which was the first of two stops on Tuesday, they met owners Claire Wise and Stuart Chapman. Touring the cattle, calving and lambing sheds, William and Kate were told how Claire and Stuart care for the health and welfare of their livestock. They were also shown some of the tools used at the farm, including grass monitoring, land rotation, and feed sampling to improve productivity and ensure that they are able to give back to their environment and increase their sustainability. William and Kate then sat on some straw bales to join a discussion with local farmers about their experiences of the last year, including the mental health impact of COVID-19 for farmers and the challenges of balancing homeschooling with farm work. Their second visit of the day was a local youth project which benefited from donations from the couple's Royal Wedding Charitable Gift Fund in 2011. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge visited Cheesy Waffles Project, which supports children, young people, and adults with additional needs aged 7 to 35 from across County Durham to see for themselves some of the inspiring work helping to enable young people to achieve their full potential. That meant the sporty royals pitching in with some games, including trying their hand at teeing off at golf and taking part in an art project. All in all, it seemed like a lively day, and exactly the type of coverage Harry and Meghan would get if they drive a tractor, played some golf, and took part in an art project. Palace Intrigue will be right back. From The Express, Prince Philip was very upset by his fabricated portrayal in Netflix's The Crown, leading to calls for the show to be cancelled. The Express shares that experts singled out a storyline about the Duke of Edinburgh's behaviour at school, ultimately leading to the death of his pregnant sister Cecile in a plane crash in 1937. The show suggested that Philip's sister planned to skip a wedding that required her to fly and only changed her plans after Philip got in trouble at school. It was also implied by the series that Philip was blamed for her death by his father, Prince Andrew of Greece and Denmark, although it is known he had nothing to do with her death in reality. During the funeral scene, his father is heard saying to a young Prince Philip, "You are the reason we are all here burying my favourite child." Royal author Hugo Vickers said this was not true, and that the late Prince Philip hated the show and was very, very upset by it. "He said he was very upset about that. I know that for a fact. Of course he would be about how his father was portrayed. Philip didn't see it, but he was told about it. Netflix knows it's not true because Philip actually travelled out to the funeral with his father. There was no punch-up. There was no half-term cancelled for him. His sister was always coming over anyway. It was nothing to do with him. It was the most horrible thing to happen in his life. I think the whole thing should be cancelled, but it's not going to be. The whole thing's just going to go ahead. They couldn't care less." The Washington Post suggests that the public perception of Philip has been greatly hated by The Crown, especially with American viewers. The Post writes, From Matt Smith's pouting newlywed to Tobias Menzies' bitterly sidelined husband, fictionalized takes on the Duke of Edinburgh lent depth to a man otherwise largely defined by his family's behavior and his own unfiltered, sometimes insensitive comments. The Crown has been critical of Philip's behavior, especially in Smith's seasons. While accompanying his wife to Kenya, for instance, he makes a disparaging joke about a chief's headdress, a nod to the actual Duke's habit of making off-color, and in this on-screen instance, racist remarks. But one can argue the show is ultimately empathetic towards him. Smith, after all, claimed to love Philip. The fourth season concludes with a conversation between Philip and Diana, Emma Corrin, who says to him, "Although we are both outsiders who married in, you and I are quite different." He agrees with the assessment, but in addressing her frustration, adds that everyone in this system is a lost, lonely, irrelevant outsider, apart from the one person, the only person, that matters. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intriguing. Good times.